Well, today we have a very short passage from Matthew chapter 11, beginning at verse 11, where Jesus says to the crowds, "Amen, I say to you." Whenever you hear that, we know the Lord is about to say something very important, very powerful, very strong. Whenever he says, "Truly, truly, I say to you," or "Amen, I say to you." And then he talks about John the Baptist. And he says, "Among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist." So the Lord is paying John a great compliment that he is the greatest of the Old Testament figures. He is the last of the prophets. He was the last prophet in 400 years that the Jewish people had been waiting for. So he is the greatest of, and greater than Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the Old Testament prophets. There is none born of woman greater than John the Baptist. So, of course, he is one of the greatest figures in all of Scripture. Certainly is called the bridge between the Old and the New Testament. But then the Lord says something very interesting and also very surprising and very shocking. He says, "Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." So what does that mean? Well, most of the saints and biblical scholars and fathers of the church say that here the kingdom of heaven is referring to the church. Sometimes the kingdom of heaven expression is used about eternal life, but oftentimes the kingdom of heaven is referring to the church on earth. So yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And as one author says, the divine gift of grace makes the least of those who faithfully receive it greater than the greatest in the earlier dispensation, which is the Old Testament. So in the New Testament, we have the establishment of the kingdom with the seven sacraments, with baptism, with sanctifying grace. And so we are more blessed even than, of course, those living in the Old Testament times, because they did not know Christ. They were not part of the church. And so we are more blessed even than any of these Old Testament figures. And we see this in Scripture where Jesus says, "You know, blessed are your eyes that see what you see and your ears that hear what you hear. For many a prophet and king longed to see what you see but did not see it, to hear what you hear but did not hear it." So we have Jesus reminding us that, yes, out of all the Old Testament figures, John is the greatest, and yet the least born into the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And referring to the new dispensation of grace that comes with the establishment of the church, with the New Testament, with having us come to know Christ, his passion, death, and resurrection, receiving the graces of baptism, the Holy Eucharist, confirmation, the grace of the sacraments, we are more blessed even than John, because John did not receive all of these graces of the new dispensation that we receive. That's why Jesus says, even the least in the kingdom is greater than he. And then the Lord goes on to another interesting sentence. He says, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence." So with John the Baptist proclaiming that the kingdom of God is among you and the coming of Christ, the evil one, the devil, redoubled his forces. So the evil spirits knew that now the kingdom of heaven was being announced, and so they redoubled their efforts against Christ. That's why it says that from the days of John until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. The enemies of Christ, the devil and the agents of the devil were now attacking Christ and the church. But then it says, "And the violent are taking it by force." What's interesting is that many of the commentators on this remind us that to be a Christian, you have to be passionate. You can't be lukewarm as a Christian. As the great saint, let me get this quote here, is a wonderful quote from Clement of Alexandria. "The kingdom of heaven does not belong to those who sleep and who indulge all their desires, but those who fight against themselves. That's always been a Christian theme, is that we have to be passionate against the world, the flesh, and the devil. That as Christians, we are part of the church militant. We're not part of the church complacent, right? We have the church triumphant in heaven, the church suffering in purgatory, but the church on earth has always been called the church militant. Why is that? What are we fighting? We're fighting against the world, the flesh, and the devil. The world meaning the hedonism, the secular society, the paganism of the world. The flesh is, the body is good, of course, but it's referring to the weakness of the flesh, concupiscence, and the world, the flesh, and the devil. So the evil spirits, we have to fight against the evil spirits through prayer, mortification, and the sacraments. And so when you look at this, yes, we have to be strong in our faith. We can't be complacent. So we too have to take it by force, in a sense. As Clement of Alexandria says, don't give in to your unruly passions, but fight them with God's grace and help to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. And then lastly, it says, all the prophets and the law prophesied up to the time of John. If you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is to come. Whoever has ears ought to hear. So Jesus is saying that John the Baptist is the Elijah-type figure who would come before him. So you remember in Micah chapter 4, it said that before the Messiah comes, Elijah must come first. Well, who was the modern-day Elijah? It was John the Baptist. He dressed like Elijah. He wore camel's hair, a leather belt. He ate locusts and wild honey. That's what Elijah did in the Old Testament. And now John the Baptist comes in the spirit and power of Elijah. And he came to prepare the way for the Lord. So yes, John is the greatest of the Old Testament figures. But we should always be reminded that we are so blessed as members of the kingdom of heaven, members of the church, that because of grace and the sacraments and the Eucharist, we are even more blessed than John.